thing in the way coming here. I'm holding him in Odom Lachaveiroi. Speaking about Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, and I was thinking to myself, and I was walking outside Yeshiva, and I saw a guy who bought a table to sell some stuff. Not the carrots. The carrots, Baruch Hashem, is not here today. But there was another person, Rabbi, something to sell. So I went over to him, you know, the Yeshiva asked us to sell here, and it's also to the Bachim to buy it. I said, please go away. Yeah, so Shiva asks every bachur, she was asking a favor to go over to every guy and say, please don't sell it. No, she was asking everyone personally not to buy it, even if it has a hechshir. So, you know, no one likes to do the dirty job. So, I was. So, she was a tzal, I promised to Shiva, at least the first year, I will do every job that he needs, I will try to do. Once I said shir here, and was a cat. So I don't know what I think to myself, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's only a kid. So. if you look at things in a nice way, it doesn't disturb you. So anyway, so I was thinking I have to go over to this person and tell him, you know, and the guy is thinking to himself, you know, he bought all different foods to sell. You can't sell it, you know. And the guy feels terrible. He bought all the stuff that he has to sell, and you can't sell it. So I think to myself, you know, but I'm going to speak about Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. The whole vat is Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, and here I'm going to kick out this guy that bought a table. I think he had some kosla there and different things, and tell him, you know, the yeshiva asers sell. Yeshiva asked us to buy. I asked even one of the gabbayim of the yeshiva to stand there, and every bachur that comes over to say that the yeshiva asked us to buy. So lechua, you think it's not a ben adam lechaver? How you could give a vat ben adam lechaver when you do such a thing? But I'll give you a mashal. Lamazon, in front of your house, there's a guy who comes with, like, you know, I don't know how you call it. Sugar machine, yeah? Party machine. And you know, your house in America, you go out the door, outside the guy has the machine and he starts to make, you know, these, I don't know how they call them. What? Can something like that. So, the kids are, the marriage disturbs you, the whole neighborhood decides to call in front of your door. So you tell your kids, you know, I don't let no one in the family to buy here. It's considered your yoyere lumus shel chaveira. Now, not only that, no one else is buying. Only your kids buy. So he comes, every day your kids, you know, there's still some dollars in the house, and everyone buys. So you tell your kids, listen, please don't buy here. You read Lumnusa Shechaveira? No, Shech, it's masking. You have a yeshiva, a guy comes to sell because the guy is in the yeshiva. So you tell your boys not to buy. Shech is the Yere Lumnusa Shechaveira? Shech is with Anamal Chaveira? I have a yeshiva. The guys come to sell to my bochum, and I'm asking my boys not to buy. Well, Shech is the Yere Lumnusa Shechaveira? A guy comes near front of my house. He wants to sell that candy thing to my kids. Disturbs me. I'm asking my kids not to buy. I'm Yerilum Nusish Chaveira. Every guy, that if you're telling guys, you know, Mazang and Chveis, don't buy, don't go on Ege, the Chveis may have something against Ege, you're trying to go to someone else's parnas. It's a yeshiva here. Guys decided to sell to the guys in the yeshiva. But if we close the yeshiva, no one is here. So, the yeshiva runs the yeshiva in the way that he wants to run the yeshiva. So he's asking the guys of the yeshiva not to buy. No Shaykh has been on the Chaveira. I mean, it's a mitzvah to everyone to tell every guy not to buy in these places, to tell the guys, please leave. I'm not speaking about al-pi aloche, but there's an isul gomo to buy in these places that don't have a hechsher for sure. Moshe, to buy carrots that is no badat and trumas from ma'isras, it's tevel chai misa b'dei shomayim. I didn't see a badat. The guy says that he bought the badat, he goes, it's not called a hechsher. Bye, but that's carrots cost 5 shekel, but Rabbanut cost 1 shekel. Chazok, it's Rabbanut, yeah? It doesn't look that the guys that were selling it are makpit, you know, to Krishma Magnavron, yeah? It didn't look like that. This is Isur Gomot to buy. It says in Pischa Alochis that was Cherem Arba Arotzis that no one will buy in a store that doesn't have a Hechsher. Guy sells nearby Zishaya food. Doesn't have a Hechsher. You're not allowed to buy a Pi Alocha. It's an Issu to buy a Pi Alocha. Now the Yeshiva asks, for sure it's an Issu. And you have to tell every guy that buys, please stop to buy, to ask him, please go away. So it's a double portion. I'm only masbir it because I saw people don't understand it. You know, the Yeshiva asked me to go to speak to the Badats. So I went last week. I met with Tuv Yevais, Moshe Sternbuch. Well, 20 people of them. They had two things to discuss. It was this, and then they discussed the Yom Tefillah that they did. I was there for the first part, then I left. this was all of the Chabad Badats got together. Rabban and myself, I was there. And we started to explain the problem, what is going on. And Moshe Sternbuch said, I don't understand. What? You tell the Bochim not to buy and they buy? What kind of yeshiva is that? Why the Badat needs to close the stores? You tell no one to buy at 11 o'clock, no one will go into the stores. You tell them, there will be no stores here in a minute. Why do we need to help you? What, you don't know how to run a yeshiva? Well, you heard it once in the world, there was a yeshiva and a yeshiva once, that the stores near the yeshiva will not be open at 11 o'clock. And he said, normally, by us, the boys will burn down the stores. Okay, so you're not like that. But you're coming to us to help you to close the stores that you can't tell your boys we're not to buy. The yeshiva opened at this cake at 11 o'clock in yeshiva. But you're coming to us? Tell the mom, the way to reach the Zayin HaMashgiach? He's out the yellow. I had to go and explain. American boys, they don't understand. Yeah, Ephes. It was a chilashem. All the badats, to be said, what are you answering? He's tiny good. Why the badats need to take over actually the store? They're only selling it to you. So I said, guys come from different yeshivas and cars comes. It's a whole matzah. But I said, after we'll stop, no one comes. So I'm all people went to town. Today you come to Beis Yisrael. It's exactly like town. So all different cars come. I see all different cars. You see all the shishi boys that we never see them in Beis Medrash. Yeah? They come here, they turn around. So we're trying to stop them. All right, Bachim, for sure, don't go. This is what I had to answer. I'm saying, but it was a bit in Shein Kiduk Masri. It says, in a normal place, the Shiva says a word, a guy sells, the things are turned over in a second. It says, when we have a problem with a store, so what happens to the stores? So he said, but you can't ask around your Bachim? What? Why are we sitting here, Bichlam? What is the discussion? Our mashgichim have to come to close the door because you bachim are trying to sneak, and the guy says, "Just sell me a pizza." And the guy says, "Hide here! I'm closing the door." That's a bizarre. He's saying, "There's no shaychus b'nolam lechaveri." So you speak of b'nolam lechaveri, the guy will say, "If I heard b'nolam lechaveri, you want to protect the stores? They're a mazik." And I'm saying, every bachim, I want to tell you, we spoke about it a lot of times. It's not a big question. It's not a big zach. If every boy, it's not boys here, will go over to everyone, the Shiva said no. The Shiva said no, please don't buy. In 2 minutes, everything will close. It's not worth it for them to do it. I want to tell you more from that. This is what the Badat said also. As law of government, you're not allowed to have a store after 11 o'clock. Why the government doesn't close it here is another whole story, yeah? To learn the whole politics inside the government, yeah? Who pays more to be open? But Be'etzem, as law, you're not allowed to... A store that is open after 11 o'clock has to be closed. So it's not the pshat, yurei l'umnus shel chaveiro. For sure the umnus in any place in the world is the way the government is. And in the way the government is, no store is allowed to be 11 o'clock open. And you're not allowed to stand. If you stand in New York in a place like in the middle of Manhattan, you get a ticket, $5,000 for the first day, $10,000 the second day. You can't put a stand and sell food. It's not called Yerelum Nusay. So what? So we're not calling the government, we're not Moisa. We're not saying, it's not the Yeshiva's business to be Moisa people, to go into the Alochas, to call the cabs, to do this. It's not our job. But Yerelum Nusay, I'm saying what the Badat said. Yerelum Nusay, they said it's not even Alochas Shaila. Why did they have to be closed? After they spoke Sharif, they had to a little bit, you know, to explain that. But for sure, starting pro Yeshiva, it's not Shaila. So, Sai the Yeshiva gives cake. Sai Nechama said that it will be half open only, that there will be some Bacher starving, there will be a place. Yeah, the Bacher doesn't have to go. But there's no Shachas B'Nolam L'Chaveiroi. I'm just explaining it because a lot of times it's good that a person will know that he's doing the right thing. Sometimes a boy thinks, fighting, wolf, kanoes, rachmanes afyanem. No shaykhs. No shiva zatzal had so much like masnefesh. So much like masnefesh from such shazach. It's not a tzura ve yeshiva. The Chazal say, have you goyle le mokam teira. You have to go to be goyle le mokam teira. Pas ba melach teich al mayim ba mesura tishte. Avada, a bocha amol needs to go out. But when you go out, ice coffee all over the place. It's not a tzura ve yeshiva. It's not a tzura ve yeshiva. You know, the mile is, you know, when I got married, it was one chisar. When I was a bacher, animal, I was in yeshiva. I have to go back home every day. You go back home. You're not in a yeshiva. It's a chisar. It's a chisar. In yeshiva the whole day. Yankee Babinu, Yudal and Shonu, Beis Shem, Ve'ever, Abba Kiva, 24 years. This is the mitzvah. You're going to sit in a yeshiva. It's a different musik. When all of these things happening around, look at the guys that go on. You go out to yeshiva, it's like you went to the middle of town. One guy sells flowers, one guy sells this. It's a lot of shana if it helps the guys that they don't have to go to. It's not a tzur of a yeshiva. It has to be a tzur of a yeshiva. So if the yeshiva will be one building, maybe. But the yeshiva is all the buildings around is the yeshiva. The whole neighborhood is called the yeshiva here. One place we have the mismedesh, one place we have the lunchroom, one place the library. Yeah, it's all different. If in the middle of all of these achen, it's for the tzur of the yeshiva. And I want to tell you, the yeshiva, shlita, from the day his father's nifter, he's trying to put this thing. And there's a lot of mafrim that step in the way, that don't understand it. And they think what he needs it for, getting dirty and stupid things, 90% of these takonas never work, v'chulei v'chulei. And he also was betting, you know, why to start to do something that, you know, people are not interested to hear. It's very hard to force to happen. 50% that it will not catch. But he feels that does the tzur of a yeshiva, and a person has to do the right thing. You have to be meisal nefesh to mind me the tzur of a yeshiva. And biyodeinu adovo. Biyodeinu adovo. One person, second person, third person. We'll go over to the guy that sells, to the guys that buying. How are you buying? Go down the street. Don't. Yeshiva trying to do something. You're in a yeshiva. If you've been a normal yeshiva, yeshiva will ask you something, you'll do it. You're not holding the madrigas. Let me show you who you're holding. Go to your room, cook. The yeshiva is trying. They're trying to make better food. They're trying. Could be a long way to walk. Say it. But they're trying. It's not they're not trying. If you go to different yeshivas, not to solve, you compare the food. They're trying very much. Yeshiva tries and tries and tries more and more things. And yeshiva trying how much they could. Every bacher could make this. And I'm saying it's a schus. It's a schus. You know, Sefer Vissol Salanter, that when a bacher goes without a hat, the jacket, and Shabbos, in Vilna, so the student in Paris smokes a cigarette. The way it works in Yiddishkeit. You know, Av Netei, Baruch Hashem, all the Olam here don't have all of these, you know, electric advisors that, you know, that we have to fight with. Baruch Hashem, our Olam are higher from these shtusim. But if we are mechazik in these achen, this is the way we fight it. This is our milchama. We fight the street to make the place a little bit more. And it's nothing. I'm telling you, it's mamish nothing. I went out today, I didn't see the carrot guy, Baruch Hashem, yeah? I felt much better when I walked here. Before I see guys, the car stopping. And all the guys are walking around. As enough that the stores that are open, it's a problem. You know, it's not like the pshat, if all the stands were not standing, everything is closed at 11 o'clock, I'll be here, Mamish Auschwitz, yeah? You know, you could buy five kind of pizzas, five kind of burgers, I don't know exactly, yeah? This is one thing. The second thing is, again, I'm just masbir. Not sure she will be upset with me that I'm even masbir. I'll explain to you then why. But also the Shiva said not to buy with a stir without a hechsher. For two reasons. Even if you buy kosher zachen, yeah? I think near Nechaba is a store that doesn't have a hechsher, yeah? I'm not sure, I didn't check, maybe got a hechsher today already. But for two reasons. First, stop at Tzatilze. But because there's no way to stop that store to be open after 11 o'clock. Because the other of the store is the Badatz is going to take off the hechsher from every store that will be 11 o'clock. But that sign, it's signed. The sign of Shuvah. Every sign, Rubin, every hechsher will take off again. In one condition, they said. But if you don't stop the boys to come and my Mashgiach has to kick your boys out, I'm not taking off the hechsher. If your boys don't want to go in and the store goes open, I will take off the hechsher. But that's signed it. Signatures. Abeluyutsu will come to take off the hechsher and the ones that are sneaking in at the Mir Bachrim. Oh, we're not doing the dirty job for you. When you decide to know how to run a yeshiva, get back to us. This is what I'm saying. These are the words. So, and I'm explaining to you, these things will close right away. But it's up to us. But the yeshiva said, what they said, but it's stores without a hechsher. That we can't close. So if all of the boys will go to the stores without a hechsher, so the stores with a hechsher will see, it's not worth to have a hechsher. The guy without a hechsher has all the customers from 11 to 5 o'clock in the morning. And we're not getting nothing, but it will be without a hechsher. So the only eitz is, the store doesn't have a hechsher, we'll be chlal, don't buy. Not because the yeshiva is making a nuchalois isur a store. Practical. It's much more practical. So, we're one family. We're holding together. We could do it in the Suda. One of us. It's eilu lefichvayda shel yeshiva to start to write signs like this, and signs like this, and words like that, and words like that. It's cheap. Don't buy in this store, and don't buy in that store. From 11 o'clock, not, and yes. So the letter is written in such a way that a little bit more becovetic, yeah? That, not, you know, don't go to that store, and then this hill, that hill, and what would be a makolet, and all different halachas and pratim. But bnei yeshiva have to be the soldiers. And I'm saying again, it's not a stir lebenonim lechaveira. It's not a stir. Forget about that. It's not the Donum Lechavere that is noise and disturbs people and is mazik people. It's pushy that it's the opposite. It's pushy that it's the opposite. Voice from all the dorms that are around the yeshiva can't sleep because of all this noise. There's no shaila about it. I'm saying, if every person will try, Be'ez Hashem will have the Siyata Dishmai. Now, Be'ez and the yeshiva had a tzad to call over, you know, groups of boys and to tell them to do it very stout. Rashi was very scared that if it will be like that, before we know, it will be a lot of realism, you know, stores, things will really happen. And, you know, it's not Darke Shel Yeshiva, for sure, not the Mir Yeshiva, that Darchel Darchinoyam, to start to fight and push. If the Rashi will give like a drasha to people to do it, guys will turn over, you know, the stands and all different things, and things will become very lebedic. And no, I'm saying, this is, was the whole time, hours. I think Yom Chamishi Asad Dushiva, maybe 7 hours altogether. What yes and what not and what yes and how to do it at Chas V'Shalom, it will not become, it's enough one crazy guy, yeah, on the side, the guy that can, just to turn over his table, yeah? And he'll bring his friends and it'll be police. And it's a yeshiva here. We have to do it the Chochmah. Not the yeshiva is fighting against the stores, there's nothing against the people that are selling. Well, it's no fight, it's a normal yeshiva. So I'm saying, this Berabim, here, a small island we could explain. Berabim, it's not, it's hard to explain such a thing that will become. I'm saying, it's mamish, every person has this chus, two words. Shiva doesn't let, or Shiva doesn't let, or Shiva doesn't let, or Shiva doesn't let. In 2 minutes it will stop. We just need everyone to do it. Yeah, Shiva doesn't let, Shiva doesn't let, Shiva doesn't let. The guy will hear it 10 times, 20 times. He will not do it. He will not do it. He will stop. Back to Ben Adam Lechaveiro Mamish. This parsha was Parsha's Koyrach. The Gemara says, Azore lo'ir ki Koyrach ve'adosoi Azore le'balei ha'machloikes. Machloikas is one of the very strong parts that cause Ben Odom Lachaveyoi, Kimad the most failure of Ben Adam Lachaveiro in Klal Yisrael over the years were in Machlekes. And Be'etzer, Machlekes is a topic that we have to speak and speak and speak and speak, and I will explain to you why. Because everyone here thinks, everything else is masking to listen. Machlekes? And not negate to me, I'm not about Machlekes. Yeah? I'm not about Machlekes. I can see everyone here says, you know, this topic has got a not so negate to me. Everything else still now was negate to me. Machlekes, Baruch Hashem, I'm not about Machlekes. Every guy is not about Machlekes till the Machlekes that he's involved with. And then there's no one to talk to. It's like a fire. There's no one to talk to. The nicest people that are not about Machlekes till the first Machlekes that they're involved with. If you're not mechazik yourself, how far you have to be from Machlekes, how dangerous is Machlekes, what is the koyach of Machlekes, so when the Machlekes comes, you're part of it. You're part of it. And I want to tell you, Machlekes starts in all different ways. I'll take a very small example that's easy to touch. Two people are going with a car. One skips the other guy. The first guy gets very upset. Goes out, he yells on him. And one guy kills the other guy with a knife and he sits in jail for all of his life. The guy walked out in the morning, he was rushing to work. The guy skipped him. So what? So he's a minute late to his work. But he will never get to his work forever, right? Because he stabbed that guy that skipped him and he's going to sit for jail forever. So there's no rational reason that he's mishugana, yeah? That guy skipped you, and because of that, he went ahead of you, he blacked you, you missed the red light because of that, the green light, and you're 10 minutes late. You're so angry, you chase till you get out, you knock on his window, and you kill him. This is bad, and you call it kas. It's not kas, it's machlekes. It's mini machlekes. You're not planning, you're not intending to kill that other guy. You're fighting with him, he's right, you're angry. You lose yourself, and you do everything that is also b'shas the machlekes. This is a small machlekes that happens 2 minutes in the street. But this is the teva of a person that when he fights, he forgets the purpose that he's fighting, he forgets the reason that he's fighting, and he's masking to go b'msirus nefesh to kill the other person. And when you hear it like this, but everyone knows, you start to argue with a guy, in a minute you could be killed. Everyone knows it today. This is the koyach of machlekes. There's a midah. The midah of machlekes is when people argue, before they know why they're arguing, they forget the reason that they argue, and they start to get angry and answer back and forth, and they lose it. And a person has to train himself. I'm not getting involved with a machlekes. When it be a machlekes, I will step out. I'm not a part of it. By me, I'm never going to join a machlekes. I'm not going to join a machlekes. And when it becomes two sides, I'm out. I can argue with a person. It becomes two shuls. Starts to be an argument, I'm not a part of it. This is the klal barzel that a person has to miyaseh than himself. This is the eitzah to stop the machlekes. Koirach was one of the 250 Rosh Sanhedrin. I say every time, my dream is to be a Rosh Sanhedrin, yeah? And I want to tell you, in our days, Rosh Sanhedrin, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean to be zazo, yeah? Well, it's not so hard, yeah? No. If you connect it right, you could get there, yeah? If you know how to speak, and you know a little bit, you can manage somehow. No, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean... You have to understand, to be a Rosh Sanhedrin in time of Moshe Rabbeinu was no monkey business. You really needed to be huge. You didn't call it the recruitment, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Like, yeah, he says, Psakut Tesvara, he answered, he knows that. He has every Shachta, but he had to know everything. No, you couldn't be Erech. You would not be Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't choose guys that were well connected, yeah? I mean, Talmid Chachamim, but 250 Rosh Sanhedrin, Koirach has Ruach HaKoidesh. He sees his Eimek Lach, he sees Eimek Lach and Beis HaMikdash. He sees them. He sees Shmuel and Novi coming out from him. Shokul Keneged Moshe Ve'Aroin. He sees it with his eyes. I don't know if one of you was Zeichet or Ruach HaKoidesh. I was never Zeichet or Ruach HaKoidesh. You know what it means to see the Ruach HaKoidesh? Standing a person that sees the Ruach HaKoidesh, Rosh Sanhedrin, and he starts to fight with Moshe Rabbeinu, and before he knows, he's makta k'teres. He knows that there's no chance that the k'teres. He knows the truth. And 250 people are makta k'teres, and only one could win anyways, and all the 250 people die. Mishugoyim. And who said Mishugoyim? The wife of On Ben Peles told her husband, "You crazy? Why are you going? It's, Koyach is bigger than you. So other Aaron, other Koyach. There's no chance that you it's happening by you." I said, "You're right." But she knew if the people would come to call him, he will go out. She had to stand in the door to stop them. Why? She explained to him that doesn't make sense. Machleg is what? A person can't help himself. Every person has to know that. That when Machlegis comes, you can't hold yourself to stop. You can't hold yourself to stop. Even if you think of the reason. You think of the reason. Remember a couple of years ago, there was a big machlekes in Klal Yisrael. Two big groups of Hasidim, I don't want to say the names. The machlekes was so stark that in that night, they were about to throw from one Hasidus 50 families out. And the matzah was, if they would throw them out from the Hasidus, out of the Chadorim, out of the schools, all the kids would go off the derech. You know, if the parents are thrown out, they couldn't come. The letters, everything was ready to kick them out of the schools, to kick them out. Remember, I came home. I'm not of shakas to that Hasidus, really. And Mamish bothered me, because I knew some of the people. Mamish told me the Chachomim Tzadikim, but they got into a machlekes, you know. And they were about to throw them out of the Hasidus. So I told my wife, I have to stop the machlekes. She told me, you know, you get mixed in machlekes and then you're the one that suffers. Just please, just don't touch. I said, I don't know, I feel this machlekes, I want to stop the machlekes. I know, I have to stop this machlekes. Kids, I waited, my rabbits will go to sleep. I called up the head of the machlekes. So I know I could speak to him. His rabbits said, he's not home. I said, maybe in an hour. I waited to 1:30, I called him up. He's not home. Called 2 o'clock. He said, "No, you don't understand. There's different meetings tonight. It's a very busy night tonight. I don't know if my husband will come home tonight, Michal." So I said, "Listen, you know, Oin Ben Peles, his wife saved him. I want you to be the wife of Oin Ben Peles. You have to save your husband." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Listen, I know this machlekes. It started a couple years ago. Your husband and all of his people wanted to do a renovation in the shul there. I'm not going into the details exactly. And they spent the X amount of money. The rabbis and all decided that they're not doing it. So they lemaisa lost a lot of money. And from that, the whole machlekes. You know how much they lost?" I said, "Listen, call them up, bring everyone into the house. Say, there's a guy that from America that wants to come and buy the machlekes." I said, "Just you do a party, call everyone, all the machlekes, 3 o'clock by night, says the party, is a guy from America who wants to come, he has a lot more to say about it." So she called me after a couple minutes, 3 o'clock, everyone will be here. She made cake and everything. 3 o'clock, I came to the house. I had tzedakah money in my house, exactly the amount that I knew that they lost. I had it in a big briefcase. I came, and I said, "Listen, I'm a Yid from America." I said, "And I'm very wealthy," I said. "I have houses all over the world. I own boats. I own hotels. I have planes. I have everything. And I buy machlekes. I buy machlekes." So one of the guys told me, "Shuldik, the cooks are Zevi Nissen Kaplan." So I told him, "It's very interesting. It's very interesting. But any place I go, people tell me I look like Nissen Kaplan." So he got quiet. I said, listen, I want to buy you machlekes. I didn't tell them that I know how much they lost. I said, I have an amount of money. I want to buy you machlekes. I opened the briefcase. I poured all the money on the table. I said, the money is yours. If everyone signs, then the machlekes is over. They asked, how much money is there? I said, took 10 minutes, the machlekes was over. Why? Because I took away the reason for the machlekes. If you ask me, at that amount of money, people were masking to go off the derech, that the kids will go out. You know, if someone doesn't get into school today, you know, people pay $50,000, $100,000 to get into school here, and made 20 kids, 30 kids, 50 kids out of school. But this is the machlekes. Yenim stole from me money, so I have a machlekes with him. They got back the money that they lost, the machlek is finished. Either we're masking to kill each other, but this is machlek, this is nothing. Just get back to the shayrish and shalit, the guy will stop. This is a koyach. If a person will understand, what is machlek is? Machlek is nothing. But when you're in it, you can't stop. When you're in it, you can't stop. When you're in it, you can't stop. A person has to train himself before a machlekes starts. Before a machlekes starts. For example, I'll give you an example. So we spoke. You go outside, yeah, you see a guy buying in the store, you tell him, Shiva doesn't let. So the guy said, Shiva does let. Doesn't let. Walk away. You'll stay for 1 minute, you'll start to behave like you're embarrassing yourself. This is the mitzvahs. You tell a guy, no, yes, no, yes. So, later it's already a machlekes. To be very careful. I'll give a message. I'm out. I'm not arguing. I'm not fighting. I'm not arguing. When a person, you know, to have a fight, you need two sides. Decide. Achlote. I'm never two sides. I'm never two sides. You have a neighbor that doesn't talk to you, say good morning to him every day. You know, he ignores you, just can't say good morning. Can't be two sides. It happens in Dearest. It happens in every little thing. You know, start, he, me, move. It's two sides, I'm not two sides. I don't take two sides. Hazor lebar le'amachlekes. If a person manages to take it out himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him siyata d'shmaya. But we have to know, as it's a love, as Hashem will have the siyata d'shmaya.